You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Motown has the Jackson 5, but Oaktown has its own Jackson family band. They're called Jax. The Haitian-American sibling trio are all teenagers. They split their time between East Oakland and Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Living in two countries influences their sound. It has elements of soul, hip-hop, rock, and Caribbean music. Their debut album is called The Glow Up. Io Jackson is the youngest member of the band, and she captivates audiences with her mad drum skills. Oakland Voices reporter Tony DeKeepa has this story on the girl wonder musician.
One, two, three, four.
On a scorchingly hot evening, deep in East Oakland, I'm hanging out in the small, home recording studio of the Jackson family. There's no air conditioner, but the heat doesn't stop the family from working on their new album. The youngest Jackson, with her plain gray t-shirt, gray shorts, and bleached blonde afro, is killing it on the drums.
My name is Io, I'm 14 years old, and I'm from Oakland, California, in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Io has been playing the drums since she was 7 years old. The family splits their time between her mother's home country of Haiti and her father's hometown of Oakland, where she fell in love with drumming.
I grew up around my dad and family friends playing drums and all sorts of instruments, and it kind of grew on me. I play the drums every day, think about drums every day, other things I can do. I look into other drummers to learn new things and try to expand my skill set.
Women, let alone teenage girls, are rare in the professional drumming industry. According to a 2010 study of university music programs in the U.S., only 18% of undergraduate percussion students were women. In graduate school, that number dropped to 16%. Without much representation in the music industry, drummers like Io are a breath of fresh air, surprising audiences.
Because while I was the youngest one in the group and playing the biggest instrument, and a lot of times they couldn't see me, which I found funny. So people were definitely shocked when this little person would come out from behind the big drum set.
Even though she's only 14, Io has been breaking stereotypes for several years now. She's locked in the pocket and has solidified her improvisational skills. She plays in a band with her brother and sister, who are both sitting in the living room on the bottom half of the bunk bed that they share.
My name is Amon Jackson. I'm 17, soon to be 18, and I'm from Oakland, California. And I play bass, sing, and rap. Jax is a band that I do with me, my sisters, and my dad, and we've been doing it for about 5 years now. We're getting close to six, which is dope.
My name is Sudan. I'm 16, from Oakland, California.
I play guitar and I sing.
Io Jackson is my little sister, my crazy little sister. Yeah.
Io says she couldn't ask for better bandmates.
That's actually very, very fun. We are family, so there is, like, you know, sibling things that everybody with siblings will understand. But aside from that, it is really fun.
The Jacksons are a close-knit family, and that's a good thing because they currently live in close quarters, a two-room in-law unit that doubles as their recording studio.
Yeah, so we have this bunk bed, bottom bunk is Sudan, top bunk Amon, my mattress is underneath, and then on the top bunk we have a folded up futon mattress that my parents sleep on.
In 2015, the family moved from Oakland to Haiti in order to get in touch with their heritage. Their mother, Sandrine, who also acts as the band's communication director, stylist, and nutritionist, was born and raised in Haiti. However, the band has been getting gigs throughout the U.S., sharing stages with huge acts like Sheila E., Tony, Jennifer Hudson, and Yo-Yo Ma. The band's success keeps the entire family commuting back and forth between Port-au-Prince and East Oakland. Unfortunately, when they moved to Haiti, they rented out their house to a friend who was in need of a place for his family. So now, when the Jacksons return to Oakland, they have to cram into the in-law unit in the backyard.
definitely, definitely very cozy living. Every time I turn around, there's one of them right there. But yeah, I love them.
Living in Oakland is tight, but...
being in Haiti has been great. Being around my mom's side of the family is really cool. We live actually with my grandma, and on the same property, we have uncles and cousins. So it's really nice being able to be around that side of my family for a part of my life.
Ayo studies Haitian drumming with her siblings and says that she is also learning a lot about herself. And Jax plays gigs out there too.
When we perform out there, everybody else that is in the lineup has traditional Haitian music like compa and what you would hear on the radio out there. But when we perform there, we have a mix of everything that you could hear out there and stuff here. So I feel like they don't really know what to do with our musical sound yet, but they will eventually.
The siblings all participate in writing Jax's music.
When we're having writing sessions, we write what we're thinking about or something that comes to mind that we all can agree and expand upon, that we can all relate to.
That spirit of relatability permeates all of the material on their upcoming album. They say that their music crosses over into multiple genres, but they want all of their songs to cover subjects that are relevant to their generation.
I feel like we're aiming, I guess theme-wise, towards something, I don't know if this really explains it, but towards something that our peers can identify with, like things that they've probably thought or have experienced.
Things like not feeling safe in the world. Sudan explains.
We're Black, so of course it's like in our face all the time. Like you see a policeman, you get nervous. You see a car, like you get nervous. It's just like, I feel like a lot of people aren't aware of that feeling all the time. So they don't understand like how important it is and how scary it can be just like getting pulled over for speeding. Like little things like that, people need to be more aware.
Yeah. We definitely have songs where we address the topic and, you know, talk about it. But it doesn't really change too much of like how I feel when I step outside. It's like very hard to feel like you can affect that. But the music definitely helps as an outlet to express the feelings behind it.
Playing in a band together has helped the Jax siblings thrive while growing up in East Oakland. They're hard at work, literally living in their recording studio. Jax the band is committed to pursuing a full-time career in music, and if their journey so far is any indication, they're well on their way. In East Oakland, I'm Tony DeKeepa for Cross Currents.
Jax's debut album is called The Glow Up. Tony DeKeepa reported that story in collaboration with Oakland Voices, an award-winning community journalism project that trains East Bay residents to tell stories about their neighborhoods. True Quinn produced that story. Just enough is to really switch it up and